Okay, so we're just in Bridge End in a farm when the hay bales are getting taken in, just over the border, and I'm here with farmer Robert Moore. I think I may have cursed the weather a bit because we're talking about the sunshine, but it started to cloud over already, but it's still been a remarkable September for farmers.
It's been a brilliant September for farmers, yeah, because after the pretty bad and very changeable weather in August, we desperately needed a settled spell of weather to get the crops in. And August was pretty bad. So we've been blessed with the last couple of weeks. It's been brilliant.
Sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
Okay, just to explain, Robert, you've invited me inside the tractor here. What's going to happen now?
Well, we're baling this field up, so I'm just going to start it up now. And you'll see how the whole process works.
So tell me about the machine that we're dragging behind us here.
Well, this is just a small pickup baler. Picks up the straw, compresses it in a chamber, and there are two automatic knotters that tie the string. The bales go out the back, and you can see that they're collected in a what we call a flat 8 bale collector. And then the other tractor is coming along with the front end loader and lifting them and loading them onto the trailer.
We've got about a 15-foot lorry of hay here at the minute, so I'm sure it's been hard work to get it all in.
Yeah, but well, it makes all the difference. This last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of work done there. That's what we like. Like, this is the first year in a long time. I remember we've been actually finished cutting harvest so early. Normally we would run on until sort of the end of September time, and I would say we're a good fortnight ahead of schedule. So.
Well, for a story about sunshine, it has to be said that the skies are looking pretty overcast in Derry, but I'm just walking around the Guildhall and it is still very nice and warm, and that hasn't stopped plenty of people coming out and sitting in cafes outside, so the summer is continuing in spirit.
I think it's usually the last couple of weeks in September are usually quite warm, so it's the last chance to get the garden tidied up and sit outside and relax.
Have you been sitting outside like a Parisian for a few weeks now?
I left my copy of the Paris Review at home, but I'll put up the tablet and be browsing the news. So, 21st century Parisian.
I've been out at a farm and they're having a great time getting the crops in. The cafes are loving it, but I suspect the taxi drivers are maybe the one profession that would quite welcome the rain.
You're not far off there. Like, the rain does help us, but still it's good to see the good weather. So late in the year in September, you know, that in 20s and stuff like that, it's very good. But it doesn't mean people don't move about as much, you know, so they stay at home out the back or walk around the town.
It's far too pleasant to have a stroll at the minute.
Well, I wouldn't mind a stroll, but I have to sit here.
Well, for you at least, I hope the weather takes a turn for the worse.
Well, thanks very much. You say a prayer for me for rain tonight and see what happens.
Keep on the sunny side of life. If we'll keep on the sunny side of life.